Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
In a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, good evening, and welcome to the Don S. McClure Show. I had to get the mic in front of me. I was goofing around. I was like, oh, okay, wait. I got to get to the show. We are moving along with my new book, The World of Color, Finding the Lights for Christmas. And I'm up all night, man. My eyes are hitting the floor, but I'm typing away. Going to be a spangdooza. I read it to three people, at least the intro, last night. Was hoping to reach T and read it to her, but of course, I guess I didn't. But it's turning out pretty good. So I want you to take a good look and listen to what's going to be going on tonight. First of all, I want to say congrats to Mr. Warnock in Atlanta, Georgia. Yay! And that gave the Democrats 51 seats. Oh, my God. Power. So they're going to do a lot of great things. And tough race. But you know what? He won. So let's get ready to start the show. We got Chris Botti as a featured artist. We got Nancy Wilson as a main featured artist. We've got Jacking Joyner. He's one of our featured artists. We got a whole bunch of featured artists for tonight. And Ronnie Jordan. Of course, Nancy Wilson. Varsity's on our track. Cindy Bradley. Lavelle. Jacinta is one of our featured artists. And Pat Metheny. So we got a lot of stuff, man. Just a lot. So I want you to sit back and understand jazz is not all 1920 music. It's everything. So I want you to get ready to listen. Don't I sound kind of country? I want you to get ready for the onslaught of Jacking Turner. Actually, it's Joyner. I don't know why I got Turner written. Okay. We're going to start off with a track called Bumpin' and follow it up with Stay With Me, our featured artist for tonight, Jack'em, or Jacking, J-A-C-K-I-E-M, Joyner, Bumpin'.
Thank you.
Jacqueline Joyner, the man. That's a bad track. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Wednesday. All That Jazz Now. What's our subtitle for the night? Notes That Turn Golden. There are certain notes, when played, they float in the air like a bird, just like you just heard, with Bumpin' and Stay With Me. Hey, did you know I pulled a muscle in my back? I mean, man, I was in pain getting out the car to go to the store, right? And all these little kids, about four or five of them, ran over to the car with me because I was hobbling. And they say, "Can we help you, mister, get into the store? That's our good deed for the day." I say, "I go away, little kids. I can make it into the store." They say, "You don't look like it, mister." I say, "Hey, mind your business. Go steal a hubcap." No, I didn't say the hubcap. Oh, man, my back was killing me. But I made it into the store. Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Ronnie Jordan. He's the brother of Jacqueline Jordan. The track is called At Last. And after that, we're going to play our featured artist, Nancy Wilson, at the Pops in 2004. Oh, man, my back is hurting. I can hear them little kids now. "We're going to help you anyway, mister." I had to fight them all. Go away, little kids. And I'm back. I'm Don S. McClure. And I'm on All That Jazz Now. Oh, man, my board's starting to fill up with blue lights from everywhere. Oh, man, I like that. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool in the gang. And the gang in the cool. What? The gang and the cool. Don, don't be so corny. Okay, all right. Hey, listen. Next year, starting in the spring, we're going to be going out shooting live video of people who have read my books, and we're going to put it into a commercial. Well, a promo, not so much a commercial, about, you know, the work that I do. That's a whole new step for me. See different people. We usually just show the pictures and tell people who they are, but now we're going to get people to actually talk for a couple of seconds. You know, 30 or 60 seconds. Actually, 30, what they think. So, looking forward to it. All right, let's get to our featured artist for the night, Nancy Wilson. This is the 2004 concert at the Pops, which must be in, I think the Pops is in Philadelphia. I got to go find out on my other computer. But anyway, Nancy Wilson, our featured artist for the night at the Pops.
It's my great pleasure and it's a treat to welcome back to Symphony Hall a woman that I've admired for many, many years. She's the possessor truly of one of the best voices of her generation. Please welcome Miss Nancy Wilson.
Gotta put me in a category. Basically, I'm a song stylist. And I like the term song stylist because it allows me the freedom to sing anything I like, anything that I think will please my audience. It's about freedom. It's not about being in a category necessarily. But when you get older and as you stay in this business long enough, I mean, there is no other category for me at this point in time.
Mr. Williams said that he worked with me in the 50s. I mean, I was working in the 50s, but I was a kid. And I hadn't met, you're not that much older than I am. 4 years. Can I tell them? All right, I'm 66. 70, 71.
Okay. We're the survivors, I think. This is from 1967,
okay.
Make Me Rainbows, with a wonderful lyric by Ellen and Marilyn Bergman.
Ellen Marilyn.
And there's a line in it, make me a room where I'll bloom out of season, which I thought was a wonderful aspiration.
Beautiful.
Should we do it?
I'd love to. Good.
To me by my producer Dave Cavanaugh, and we do it a little differently. I have never really realized until just recently that it was John, and to be able to just do a duet with him, just to sing it in a different manner totally than I recorded it, and get the essence of what the song is about. It's really a beautiful lyric. Considered jazz. When I started singing, and all the critics, oh, jazz, oh, you kidding? No. I mean, I was too commercial, I was too pop, and I liked it that way. I know that my roots are in R&B. I love jazz, but I don't scat. I don't think of myself in the traditional classic mode of an Ella Fitzgerald or Billie Holiday. But I do read a lyric. It's about the lyrics. I want a story. I want to have a beginning and an end, you know. I really want to talk.
Embrace me. My sweet embraceable you. Just
October goes, music is by Barry Manilow. The lyric is by Johnny Mercer. It was really personal because I think I recorded it. I was in my 50s. And here again, the meaning of the lyric comes into play. And I hate to see October go. I mean, it's really about being a realist. It's about dealing with who you are, where you are at this time in your life. And it was right on time.
And when October, the snow begins to fly above the smoke. I watch the clouds go by, the children tone. I should be over it now. I know it doesn't matter much how old I grow. I hate to see.
And that was Nancy Wilson. I mean, a fabulous singer. I don't think there were too many jazz singers more renowned than Nancy Wilson. We turn now to a few more artists. You know, we got some bio ones, some good ones. I like this track by LaVale. It's called Everything. And then when we come back, wait on, we're going to have more Nancy Wilson and Chris Botti and Don S. McClure. Yeah, I'm going to be playing jazz bongos on the show tonight. So get ready, because I can beat a bongo.
You're all I need. You're everything.
You're special to me.
not the same, but memories will fade and pretty dreams will rise up where her other dream fell through. Hurry, new love, hurry here to kiss away each lovely tear and hold her near when sunny gets blue.
And that was Dakota Staton, one of my favorite jazz singers. We're going to turn now to a little fast jazz, Quincy Jones, featuring Patty Austin and Bet You Wouldn't Hurt Me. You know, that's what, when I was in junior high, in the winter, and I'd come outside, and that song be playing on my brother's radio. And I see all these little girls with snowballs. And I say, hey, the song is playing. I bet you wouldn't hurt me. And they threw all them snowballs at me. Bam, boom, bam. I say, evidently, y'all don't know the song.
Still we march through all the tears we made. So we were somewhere in the Midwest, I think, coming out on our tour bus, and Mark Whitfield comes running from the back of the tour bus and said, "Hey, Chris," I think it was Nashville, Tennessee, and Mark says that he's hired his cousin to come on the road with us. I'm like, "Cousin? Road? What are you talking about?" Again, I'm thinking he's just making some stuff up, and then his cousin appears, and she is so radiant and has such a vibe and a soulful way of singing that I know you're all going to become fans. Please welcome, and it really is Mark Whitfield's cousin, Miss Cy Smith.
Take my breath away.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And I'm back, and I'm enjoying this jazz. Jazz, jazz, jazz. And that was Chris Botti and Cy Lewis. Great, great team. Great new team. It's nice when your cousin can say, I already hired her. She's ready to go. Let's get it on. Wow, that must be nice. We're going to jump to a track by Varsi. She's one of our new favorite artists. And Love Will. And then after that, we have Cindy Bradley, Snack Couch.
Falling moment, maybe soon the flowers will be blooming. Things will happen very soon. Thank you.
Oh, man. Do I like that? Cindy Bradley. Snack. Oh, man. And you know how you have a snack on the couch? And you wipe your hands on your jeans instead of a towel? And your jeans be all greasy. That's like country, man, country. And I don't do that either. But when I was younger, little boy, my mother said, "Dad, get up, a napkin." But, I don't need a napkin. She said, "You're going to need a belt in a minute." Let me play this track. It's going to be Nancy Wilson. I Was Telling Him About You, our featured artist, followed up by Jacinta. How Long Has This Been Going On? Oh, man, that's deep. Then I might follow it up with Pat Metheny and the Metropole Orchestra, First Circle. How about that? So I can go wipe my hands on my jeans. And that was Jacinta. I kid you not, that's her name. Jacinta. That's an old Southern name, isn't it? Jacinta. You know, we got another track by her. I'm looking for it on my board. And she's pretty good. Jacinta. Let me see what else I got. While I'm looking, why don't I play Mesa, one of my favorite artists, Inside My Dreams. Thank you. Oh, man, do I like that. Mesa. Hey, we're going to jump to a track by Pat Messini, and it's called Fragile, and they've got Sting, Pat Metheny Jazz, Delka, featuring N. Langren, L-A-N-D-G-R-E-N, E. Swerson, S-W-E-N-S-S-O-N. Oh, this says E. Let me get my glasses clear. Sebson, S-V-E-N-S-S-O-N. And M. Brecker. There's a lot of people. But they're on this track. It's a live performance. Pat Metheny. This was in 2003. And as I always say, nobody can play better jazz than me. 2003. Ed Corny Wee. Oh, boy, you need help, boy. All right, anyway, it's a nice track. So give a listen to Pat Metheny Jazz.
Like tears from a star, on and on the rain will how fragile we are.
And that was Pat Metheny, Jazz. Man, that was tough. I like that. I like it when they play together like that and just make the crowd go crazy. Oh, man. We got to take a quick break. And when I come back, we got No Ordinary Love. And I think that's by Chris Botti. But let's get a little plug in for one of my new books. Let's see. Which one do I want to promote? How about, I don't know why I'm looking through this through this board. Oh, Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field.
Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself, and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story. But it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Wow, that's my best-selling book, To Have a Friend. Oh my God. It's thrilling. It's exciting. It's memorable. It is just off the charts. All right, let me get to this track. No Ordinary Love. Now, you know Sade did that. But this is not Sade. This is Chris Botti, who can play like nobody's business. Thank you. Wow, that's deep. 6 more minutes to go. I will play this track by Chris Botti, When I Fall in Love. Chris Botti. That's just too much ice cream, man. Just too much. Hey, let me get the track on, because this is my last one for the night. And then, man, I'm working on The World of Color. Ooh, it's a good book. Wow. I would have to say that was a heck of a way to end the show. Chris Botti, B-O-T-T-I, When I Fall in Love. Well, I've got 29 seconds. I'm going to say hasta la vista because I'm getting ready to vamonos or vamonos, muchachos, and get on this work. I'm working hard, man, and I'm going to meet my deadline. I got 9 more days, and I'm working. So she just hollered at me to my, you got 90 seconds, 3 seconds, go home. All right, good night, everybody.